听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4. Terms of Payment. 2. Vocabulary. Balance Sheet. BS. Business Integrity. Collecting Bank. Correspondent. Costly. Counteract. Credit Status. Standing. Credit Worthy.D.A. Documents against acceptance. Defer. Deposit. Dispatch. Documentary. D.P. Documents against payment. Draw on somebody. Duly. Dump. Exchange quota. Fluctuate. Gesture.Honor, incur, inquisitive, issue, liability, make out the documents, madras, presentation, punctual, quota, reciprocal, recourse, remit, remittance, remitting bank, revocable, revolving,Sluggish. SRCC. Strikes, riot, and civil commotion. Standby. Storage fee. Tailor-made. Turnover. Valid. Warehouse. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks.The most generally adopted mode of payment is the letter of credit, which is reliable and safe, facilitating trade with unknown buyers and giving protection to both sellers and buyers. In the case of LC payment, the opening bank offers its own credit to finance the transaction. Payment can also be made by collection through banks under the terms of Documents Against Payment,DP, or Documents Against Acceptance, DA. Payment by collection spares the expenses and the complicated procedures of using a letter of credit. However, there is obviously a risk involved, for actual payment will be made after shipping. In the case of DP or DA terms, the opening bank will only do the service of collecting and remitting,and will not take any liability for non-payment of the importer. DP calls for actual payment against shipping documents. There are DP at site and DP after site. DP at site requires immediate payment by the importer to get hold of the shipping documents. In the case of DP, the importer is giving a certain period to make payment as 30, 45, 60, or 90 days after presentation of the documents, but he is not allowed to get hold of the documents until he pays. In the case of DA, the importer can get hold of the shipping documents against his acceptance, which is merely a promise to pay after certain days. Therefore, DA terms are accepted only when the financial standing of the importer is sound,or when previous transactions have convinced the exporter that the importer will be good for payment.
2. Listen to a dialogue and answer the following questions.
Good morning. I'm Chen Hai, the manager of the China National Electronics Import and Export Corporation, South China Branch.The Malaysian trading company intends to import a large amount of sleep helper from us, but they insist on paying us by time LC. So I'd like to make an investigation of their financial standing.
Please fill out this form with detailed information about the Malaysian trading company, such as its full name, address, the local bank with which the company has an account, and, if possible, its account number.
Here you are.
Oh, The Malaysian Trading Company has an account with the Malaysian Commercial Bank. Good. Our bank has correspondent relations with this bank. We can make an investigation of their financial standing.
Great. How much will it cost?
RMB 898 in total. RMB 200 in advance.
Here is the money. When can I have the result?
Next Tuesday.
Good. See you then.
A week later.
Hello. I'm Chen Hai of China National Electronics Import and Export Corporation. I've come to review the results of the investigation of the financial standing of the Malaysian Trading Company.
Good to see you again, Mr. Chen. The Malaysian Commercial Bank has supplied us with the information you want. The Malaysian Trading Company is an importer and wholesaler of electrical machinery and equipment, having a business background of some 20 years.
That's rather impressive.
And they are doing well at the present. It is one of the fastest-growing wholesale dealers in Bangkok, handling many types of electrical products for local clients.
Very good. How much capital do they have at this point?
It is estimated to be US$750,000.
So there's no doubt about their ability to pay us.
I think so, Mr. Chen. I have to tell you that this information is for your reference only and should be held confidential.
I understand. Don't worry. You'll bear no responsibility. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
4. Sample dialogues.
Dialogue 1.
Now we've settled the problems of price, quality, and quantity. What about the terms of payment?
We generally accept payment by irrevocable letter of credit, payable against shipping documents.
Well, you know our order is so large that it will be too costly to open an LC. We'll have to pay the bank a large amount of money as a deposit and in service charges. That'll tie up our money and increase the cost of our imports.
I quite understand your position. But an LC allows exporters the additional protection of the banker's guarantee. So, payment by LC is the only mode we can accept, especially for a new customer with a substantial order. We have to make sure we'll get paid for the goods delivered.
Just as you mentioned, this is our first transaction. Could you give us more favorable terms of payment as a gesture encouraging more future business?
I really can't help you. You know, the financial market is fluctuating, and the economic situation is going down. So it is necessary for us to do business on an LC basis, so as to get the banker's guarantee.
Our company has always been creditworthy. You may contact the Bank of America in your country for any information concerning our credit standing. You know, it would help me greatly if you would accept DA or DP. You can draw on me just as if there were a letter of credit. To you it makes no great difference, but to me it does.
I'm afraid I'm not in a position to do so. We always require LC for our exports, and we pay by LC for our imports. DP may be considered once trust has been established through regular business.
As you just said, the market is dull, and our exchange quota is insufficient. To open an LC will slow down our turnover.
Don't worry about your turnover at all. Our product has been selling fast in the world market due to its fine quality and reasonable price. Even when the world market is sluggish, it can still sell well. The quick turnover will not only counteract your cost on the LC, but also benefit you a lot.
Well, I'll have no choice but to agree to LC payment. But could you accept a time LC and allow us to delay payment, say, 60 days after sight?
Well, to encourage further business, we'll accept your proposal.
Then when do I have to open the LC if I want the goods to be delivered in June?
A month before the time you want the goods to be delivered.
Could you possibly effect shipment more promptly?
Well, getting the goods ready, making out the documents, and booking shipping space. All this takes time.
I'll arrange for the LC to be opened in your favor as soon as I get back.
Good. Shipment can be effected within 2 weeks on receipt of your LC.
That'll be fine.
Dialogue 2.
We have already made a concession on the price, so it would be your turn to make some concessions on the terms of payment.
What do you have in mind?
Could you accept DA or DP instead of LC?
I'm afraid not. You're an old customer. You know that we always insist on LC payment. This is our usual practice.
Since we're your old and regular customer, could you make an exception? You know that more flexible payment terms could help to push the sale of your product. You are quite familiar with our credit status and business integrity.
No doubt your credit status and business integrity are excellent. But the problem is we have never made such an exception.
Ours is only a sample order. It is too small to warrant payment by LC. The limited profits are not even enough to balance the additional expenses. Besides, our consumers are not familiar with this new product. We'll have to spend a lot in promoting the sales of your new product.
Well, in order to finalize the business, we agree to DP site.
Thank you for your consideration. But could you accept DP after site? Even 30 days will do.
I'm afraid no further concession can be made. You can't be better placed elsewhere, can you?
Okay. It seems DP site is the best I can get. Let's get the contract finalized.
Fine. When the goods are dispatched, we'll issue a site drafting against you, together with the shipping documents through our remitting bank to the collecting bank at your end. It is understood that you are to honor it on presentation.
Trust me. I can assure you that this documentary draft will be duly honored on presentation.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks. In our export business, we require payment by irrevocable letter of credit in our favor, available against draft at site, reaching us 30 days before shipment and remaining valid for negotiation at our counter till the 15th day after the latest date of shipment. Of course, other modes of payment, such as documents against payment, documents against acceptance, payment by remittance, and a bank's letter of guarantee are sometimes used as well. However, for each transaction, the payment method is to be decided upon in accordance with specific conditions through full discussion between the parties concerned. On the other hand, payment for our imports is usually made by letter of credit. But many foreign firms, out of their confidence in the foreign trade corporations of our country, have shown willingness to accept payment by collection.
2. Listen to a dialogue and answer the following questions. In the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China.
Hello, I'm Zhou Lin from China National Metals and Minerals Import and Export Corporation. Smith & Son Company in New York imported some products from us and paid us by time bill. How do I discount it?
We can discount certain trade and commercial bills and trade acceptances. What kind of bill do you have, please?
It's a 90-day bill for $9,876,000.
Has this time bill been accepted by the acceptance bank?
Yes, it is an acceptance bill. Here you are.
Fine, we can discount it.
Good. What about the discount rate?
The discount rate is given in accordance with the terms of the bill, the time of discount, the amount, the reputation of the drawee, and the drawer.
Why does it have anything to do with the drawer's reputation?
We discount most bills on a full recourse basis. The bill would be returned on recourse to the drawer if it had been dishonored upon presentation.
I see. For this bill, the drawer is China National Metals and Minerals Company, and the drawee is Citibank, USA.
The reputation of both the drawer and the drawee is good. So please go to counter number 5 to handle the paperwork. They will discount the bill for you.
3. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. We may accept deferred payment if the quantity is over 3,000. 2. Since we have settled the price and quantity, shall we discuss the question of payment terms? 3. Payment by letter of credit is our usual practice. 4. We allow you a payment term of 15 days, but wish to draw your attention to our attractive discount for immediate payment. 5. When should we open the LC if we want the goods delivered before June? 6. Their balance sheets of recent years will show you that their import business in oil products has been managed and operated under a satisfactory condition. 7. Opening an LC means an additional cost to our imports. 8. The LC must reach us not later than April 28th and remain valid 15 days after the date of shipment. 9. The goods are ready for shipment. Please open the LC immediately. 10. Our terms of payment are by irrevocable LC payable by site draft against presentation of shipping documents.